We see that so many terrible things, say like the climate is changing, and throughout history we have seen humanity is capable of doing terrible things. So what can we do about it? Yeah. Basically, whatever actions we do are reflections of the consciousness that we have. See, different people, their consciousness is directed in different ways. Suppose, say, I'm walking on the road and I step on someone. As soon as I realize I stepped on them, you know, sorry, I hurt you. So normally, if a person is basically sensitive, when we cause some pain to others, we feel sorry, we apologize. But sometimes some people may deliberately stamp on someone. And, you know, they cause pain to others and they see the person, they feel pleasure. So at extreme level, we can have people who are sadistic, people who are psychopaths. You know, they feel pleasure in causing pain to others. Psychopaths, they feel no lack of, no remorse, they have no conscience left. So it's all at different levels of awareness. So basically, when wars happen, when people kill, when people damage the ecology, it's because their consciousness is at a particular level. Our consciousness is directed at the level where we find pleasure. So somebody who is compassionate, who is kind-hearted, they get pleasure in bringing joy to others. Somebody who is very self-centered, who is sadistic, they get pleasure in causing pain to others. Somebody who is just too, say, materialistic or technologically infatuated, they might just get pleasure in watching TV and playing video games. Just let the world go where it is going. I don't care.
Yeah, sure.
So what we need to do is, the more our consciousness evolves upwards, the more we will become a part of the solution. Einstein said that problems cannot be solved at the same level of awareness that created them. So when we practice spirituality at an individual level, we are raising our consciousness upwards. And when we raise our consciousness upwards, then we become parts of the solution. Now, we may be in particular fields. Some of us may be more environmental conscious. Some of us may be in finance. Some of us may be in engineering. Some of us may be in politics. Some of us may be in education. Wherever we are, the consciousness that we bring into that area, that will make us either a positive contributor or a negative contributor. And if we spiritualize our consciousness, then we can bring in more of a positive contribution. The world is a big place, and sometimes we say that we should do like this, we should do like that. There, we don't have control over how people act. Gandhi said that, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world. So each of us, if we try to erase our consciousness, then we can become a part of that change. And when there is darkness, say right now we're sitting in this room, the power goes off. We'll be annoyed. Some of us may rant, some of us may complain, some of us may yell. But, you know, we can just turn on our flashlight, the phone. The flashlight doesn't replace the room light, but the flashlight gives enough illumination for us to take a few steps forward. Similarly for us, when the world is a dark place, it's easy to curse the darkness. This problem is there, that problem is that problem, that problem is there, that problem is there. Yes, there are many problems. But it is much more productive to light one candle, to light one flashlight. And that is the light of our own consciousness. So if we can spiritualize our consciousness, then whichever area we are in, we will be able to contribute. And who knows, we may start a chain reaction by which others elevate their consciousness. And then small changes can lead to a big change over a period of time. You know, when all rivers, if you go to the mountaintops, they start as just small trickles of water. But this trickle of water accumulates, and eventually it becomes a forceful river. So yes, there are many things wrong, but we can become like the trickle of water which is flowing in the right direction. And gradually, we can be a part of the positive change. So what we are trying to do here is to raise people's consciousness, And I was at a United Nations conference in India. It was the 60th anniversary they were celebrating. And there the United Nations in charge for India, he told that over the last 60 years, we have worked very hard. We've got thousands of volunteers, millions of dollars have been spent. And he said, when the United Nations was started, they had like 60 different gradually forums, like World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, UNESCO. He said, in all these 60 areas, things have become worse. Not one of the areas things have tangibly improved. So he was quoting, UNESCO Charter says that just as war begins in the minds of people, similarly, peace also has to begin in the minds of people. So he says, now we are recognizing that social activism is important, but we need something to change consciousness of people. It is, the change has to happen inside out. In the world, a lot of focus is on bringing outside change, which is required. But for the change to be sustainable and transformational, it has to be inside out. So what we are doing is, by raising our consciousness, is try to be a part of that inside-out change. Okay?
Yeah.